Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Abu Obeida, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, he's the long-serving spokesperson for Hamas's military wing. He was killed in an airstrike in Gaza. We are joined this morning by Lieutenant Ayal, Colonel Ayal Dror, his founder and former commander of the acclaimed Good Neighbor Initiative. A very good morning, Shavua Tov. Thank you for joining us. Can we just talk about who Abu Obeida was? Was he that masked character whose face we didn't see?
So good morning. And before we will dedicate this session to Abu Obeida, just want to share how excited I am. As a resident of the North, we open the new year at school, September 1st. And after 2 years of horrible time, I finally sent my three children to their ordinary, regular school. So for us, it's very emotional moment after we came back home after the war, the long war with Hezbollah. So I just want to share this moment.
I think that is fantastic. And thank you for sharing that, because that gives us such important insight into what is going on. You know, we always, it's such a problem because these events happen, we speak about it, and then we move on, and the world moves on, and we don't often realize the impact that this has had on lives of people in every day. And the fact that you could tell us that today, after 2 years, the kids are finally back at school, at their own schools, in their home, I think is really, really wonderful. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, so for us, like I said, it's amazing, and it's a proof that we are here, we are winning, we are staying. So thank you for allowing me to share that. And regarding to the subject of Abu Obeida, I think that his elimination is one of the most important ones. He wasn't a military commander. However, Hamas, especially Hamas, they are experts in psychological warfare, and he was the master of this work since the days of 2006 when they hijacked the soldier Gilad Shalit. He was like leading all the propaganda against Israel. He was like a superstar in the Arab Islamic world who is calling to destroy Israel. They were like having his signs all over the demonstration, more signs he got than even Sinwar and the others, terrorists. So if you understand that this war is not military against military, it's a military against militia, a terrorist militia will use a psychological warfare by eliminate this guy. And I will share, by elimination of some of the terrorists called themselves journalists who were sharing this propaganda, I think that Israel finally is starting to do a massive move towards winning also the psychological event. And like we're always saying, we are facing against seven different fronts, but there is the eighth one, which is the propaganda, the psychological propaganda. And this is definitely important move to win this arena also.
What's interesting is when I read the articles, I thought of him simply as a spokesperson. And I wondered why it was such a big deal, because a spokesperson can be handed a document to read. So it's more than that. He actually was behind the design and propaganda that we're seeing play out during this war.
Exactly like that. And today when the war, I will cynically say, when the enlightened world is not ready to explore things, and take as believes anything that the Hamas is sharing, his role was so important because he shaped the agenda against Israel by loading bad movies, by doing all this stuff with the hostages. So he was the guy, the brain behind everything. And unfortunately, like you can see, demonstration all over the world, Abu Obeida, people do not understand it, but Abu Obeida had a huge part on that. So I truly believe that today, after the elimination of this evil terrorist, I do believe that they will be hit and might have some difficulties. And like I said, it's not a normal war between armies. It's army against group. The psychological warfare is an important part of their agenda, how to fight against Israel. So this is an elimination. We can understand that it is might be even more important than another elimination of another field commander.
Was he targeted specifically, or was he just killed during the course of this war?
No, those kinds of elimination of senior people is based on very long intelligence work. It is not like, okay, today we want to eliminate this guy. No, he's hiding. He was even acting like a wanted guy more than the sinoirs. This is why it was so hard to reach to him. So it's a long, long, long procedure. And thanks God, it was like an opportunity, a unique opportunity that the intelligence said that he will be at that spot at that time, and we could have reached this guy. But it was more than 10 years of trying to reach to him. Finally, it happened. This will be the end of any one of those terrorists.
That is absolutely incredible that how significant this is, because certainly I didn't understand it to the extent that you are explaining it. How easy is it for somebody to replace him?
No, it will not. When you are a symbol, it is not. Maybe even if you will get one more qualified guy than him, he has 15 years of experience. He was like well-known to all the field commanders, which also they have been eliminated. So to get into his shoes, it will take time. It will take time. We can see it with the Hezbollah commanders that has been eliminated, with Hamas that has been eliminated. In those areas, it's not that a person doing like the IDF 2 years role and continues. They are doing these roles 15 years, 10 years, 20 years sometimes to find a place, a person that can replace any one of them. It's not such an easy, especially Abu Obeidah, which was a symbol on the Arab countries. It will be very hard for them to replace him.
That's where we leave it, Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror. Thank you for clarity and experience on that. The elimination of Abu Obeidah, clearly a significant blow to Hamas. Thank you for your insight.